struck dumb luck. Was love what she wanted? Living in the fast lane. Love struck dumb luck. Was love what she wanted? Living in the fast lane. She and Paul made eye contact from across the hall. Love had already set its trap deeply to cause the fall. Tumbling down with that came all the barriers that her parents had implemented since they first carried her. Never knew Carrie could be a carrier, thinking that she would marry the most popular derelict in the area. Scary the amount of tail he would chase like a terrier. Now hearing the advice from her friends that he's inferior. Love struck, dumb luck puts it mildly. Wildly decides to give up what a child be. Innocence, and it's been a courtship for 2 weeks. The exception to his rule to only do freaks. Dude speaks about her as if she's worthless. Now crumbling down around her is what her world is. See, Paul won't return a call. Never held accountable for infecting Carrie with something that's barely pronounceable. Love struck, dumb luck. Was love what she wanted? Living in the fast lane. Karen was a waitress, making decent wages, but Karen hated waiting. Karen was impatient. She just did what she did to keep her bills paid. Plus she's having a kid, Karen's real late, and she's still having fights with her boyfriend. So she sort of thinks twice about abortion. Is life just an option? She doesn't know, nor does he know what this fight could cost them. I hope in this fight she forfeits. This was the risk from six small endorphins engulfing the drink that she bought him. Just think, she drugged him. But was love what she wanted? She wanted attention. She got in the bed with him as they begin to pardon. My French, it's over. He's sober. There's some sort of tension. To say I've got AIDS seems harder to mention. That was a start of their friendship. Just as quick as it started, it ended. It ended. Why? They should have tried to abide in what God intended. But God prevented that child from dying. Clean from disease, kept that child alive. Blessed and holy to be a testimony to each of these teens who were just too horny. Love struck, dumb luck. Was love what she wanted? Living in the fast lane. Dust. The saga continues. Next chapter, new page. Chris was still a youngin', 18 years of age. Still in school, model student, now losing his good grades due to peers pressuring him to follow a new phase. His boy Dave introduced him to Mary Jane. MJ was quick to lead him through the gateway. Hate to say that it led to that. Not always the facts, but now they're messing with Kane and living in the fast lane.
Slow down.
Insane in the brain. And chopping yays to the grind in lines of fine grain. Days turn to weeks, weeks turn to months. Now they're both living with the crutch to keep them up. And that's when Dave met Suzanne O'Shea at a rave, popping Ebos and feeling to get laid. And what he didn't know was Suzanne was a hoochie, and the last man that hit it infected the coochie. Both were too high to ask whether he should rap. Jimmy in these conditions shouldn't be missing his hat. Neither knew she had it, it was not in God's plan for them to lose their lives in a one night stand. Back to Dave and Chris looking for a new way to reach a higher level the next day. Wanted to know if heroin was everything that they say. Tied her arm in a knot so they could spot a good vein. Only one syringe, the first was Dave. Him and Chris were tight, so everything's okay. Didn't care, Chris was needing the HIT. So injected, now infected with the HIV. After some time, they still don't see. Two teens who each other they trust. But like Nelly, they're promiscuous. So every time they bust, it's ashes to ashes and dust to dust.